hours of debate over Louisiana's congressional map ended yesterday with one fewer majority black district. The map is being redrawn after the U.S. Supreme Court said race played too much of a factor in the current one, which has two majority-minority districts. Democrats allege the map drawn by the Republican-led legislature is solely based on party politics, but House Governmental Affairs Chairman Beau Boulier disagrees.
We are not doing it just on political party. It's one of the primary objectives that we had, and that came from Kale. We also have all the other traditional redistricting principles that come into play.
But the fight's not over yet, as it's likely the Legislative Black Caucus or a voting rights group will file a lawsuit to prevent the new map from going into effect once it has the governor's approval. New Orleans Representative Candace Newell says they also have other tools, just like the grassroots effort that led to the voting down of the five constitutional amendments on the May 16th ballot.
This country, especially the South, was built on the backs of black people. And if black people don't get what they are owed, what is due to them, white folks won't have it either, because we're going to tear it all up.
In other news, a Gonzales woman who previously ran for mayor is facing multiple felony charges this morning after a shooting on Perry Lane left a man hospitalized. Hammond police identified the suspect as 50-year-old Kimlin Lomas of Gonzales. Lomas ran for mayor of Gonzales in 2024 and advanced to the runoff where she was defeated. She currently serves on the Gonzales Planning and Zoning Commission. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm John Burns on TIX FM.